Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Somehow this team that's struggled all year long hasn't looked good. Coach receiving incredible grief most of the season. Rookies everywhere. Somehow this team had the football with a chance to beat the Buffalo Bills late in the football game yesterday. We're going to figure out why, figure out what it means, and have a whole heck of a lot of fun coming up here in the next 4 hours. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner today, the star of stage, screen, and late night radio right here on 92.3 The Fan, Mr. Jake Volnick. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. What's going on? How are we doing?
Couldn't be finer. How about you?
This is the first time that's not a Sunday that I've woken up before 10 o'clock in probably 8 months. And the first time that I went to sleep that wasn't midnight or beyond probably in the last 8 months.
Yeah, how's that night gig treating you other than full-time employment?
Well, that part's great, obviously. Also, it's good. I have fun. I talk to myself most nights, but that's okay. That's a good time.
Yeah, in most places, that'll get you looked at by medical personnel.
That will do it. Not here, though. Not here. Not they here. Appreciate that one.
Not here. Yeah, they like it a lot. They had a chance to tie or beat the Buffalo Bills yesterday. What's this all mean, Jake?
I think it means you got a heck of a lot better game than you were expecting. I think it means the offense played a lot better. I was at the game. Too many happy Buffalo fans, I'll tell you that much. A lot of people very excited to walk out of this game 23-20. If I was a Buffalo fan, I'd be sitting there with my hand across my chest, trying to make sure I'm not having a heart attack, because we almost just lost to the now 3-12 Cleveland Browns.
Everybody who wants Kevin Stefanski fired, and by golly, it seems to be most of the people who call our show. Browns didn't quit against a 23-20 loss against the team that many folks think will end up in the Super Bowl. Does it mean anything? Coach get bonus points for that? Does it help him? Does it hurt him? Did they not get it done, so you're going to dump on him anyway? What's it mean?
I think it can't hurt him, right? Like, you play a close game, it's not going to hurt him. I don't know that not walking away with a win really helps you in any aspect. Like, sure, they played hard, but at the end of the day, you walk out with a 3-12 record. I just don't know too many coaches that win 6 games in 2 years and don't get fired. Like, that's the bottom line of it. Or win 7 games in 2 years and don't get fired, especially when you're 6 years into it. Like, that's kind of, like, you have to put wins on the board. And I think even if you rattled off 3 wins at the end of the year, I think it makes it a lot harder. Does it change everybody's mind in that aspect of, oh, well, now you've won 9 games in the last 2 years, and we ended the season on a positive. Now we can't possibly move off of you, right? Like, I don't know that that's the route that it goes down, where you're just so beholden to the idea that Kevin can actually fix this, Kevin can turn this thing around, and that the message, like, last week it felt like it got stale. This week it felt like guys at least fought through it. The defense improved at least in the second half, even though they kind of got gashed on the ground in the first half more so. But
yes.
Like, it was not pretty.
James Cook, 9 carries, 100 yards. By the way, just received a text from my friend Young Joe, who's driving back to Michigan. Joe, thanks for listening. Young guy I worked with many years ago. So you'll be sending me texts in the years ahead. Remember that, Volnick?
I'm going to remember. I'm going to somehow remember. You'll get a random text from me in 5 years.
It's going to be great.
Hi, Jeff.
It's going to be great. Here's the thing. I've said this all season long. My thought on it hasn't changed. NFL coaches don't survive back-to-back 3-win seasons. I don't care what circumstances are involved. Anybody who's listened to our show knows I think Kevin can coach. Every time I read something about Kevin being on the hot seat or getting canned or not going to survive in Cleveland, it's immediately followed by, and boy, he'll be a top candidate for every job out there. And I think, okay, should it be here or is this gig just up? And Jake, I think that's something that ownership has to decide. And I understand you need a new voice. It's not working here anymore, everything else. But I must tell you, I don't separate the coach and the GM here. The GM's had one really good draft in the last draft. And other than that, I think it's been spotty at best. And I'm as fascinating as the season has been here as it's winding down. And fascinating is different than successful, obviously. But you can watch this team and think, well, this is really interesting what's going on from a sports standpoint. Not good, but interesting. And but coaches don't survive this. And if he does, it tells us everything we need to know about Deshaun and what the ownership was thinking and everything else. But I'm real curious what happens with the GM at the end of the year if the coach doesn't stay.
Well, I thought we got the interesting report over the weekend from Ian Rappaport, basically being with the message that Andrew Berry is going to be a big part of this thing moving forward and getting this team rebuilt, because makes it sound like Andrew's not going anywhere.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Which I think for a lot of people was kind of the expectation, but at the same time, I don't know that, like, it didn't feel like it was set in stone. Like, I think you look at the draft and we've all kind of gotten the feeling that Andrew Berry, there'd be a good chance that he would be back here, but it wasn't a guarantee. Not that Ian Rappaport's report absolutely guarantees it, but it sure makes it feel like it's a lot more likely that Andrew's here. And when we talk about changes elsewhere, and I hear, well, the analytics staff that Paul DePodesta put back, they're probably bringing a lot of those guys back, and those guys are staying in place. It's like, okay, but if changes are expected, I don't know where else you're looking other than the coaching staff and specifically your head coach and probably the entire offensive side of the ball, the side that struggled for the last 2 years. Meanwhile, while the defense has been, Super Bowl caliber this year, and I think a lot of people even looked at the defense last year and went, well, the offense didn't help you out very much. You're probably a lot better than the numbers say you are. Like, that's the odd part. Andrew Berry is a GM. Offensively did not set this team up for success in the slightest way. Right? Like, the offensive line, both starting and depth, was terrible. The wide receiver was terrible.
It got old, and it was injured.
It did. But, like, even the depth pieces you brought in, like, Cornelius Lucas was the big swing tackle signing. And on most weeks, Cornelius Lucas isn't even, like, if they were healthier, he'd probably be a healthy scratch. Because we saw him be a healthy scratch later on in the year. Like, he deserves so much, pushback for that. But at the same time, also built the defense the way that it looks right now, too. Where there's more positives that you can pick out for Andrew Berry, I think, than you can pick out for Kevin Stefanski right now. Even though I agree with you, he's a really good coach. He will be a top candidate, no doubt about it.
You really think there are more positives now with Andrew Berry than there are with Kevin Stefanski?
I do think that,
Based on one draft?
I think it's based on the draft and the fact that you look at the defense and go, everything isn't. Like, next year, there's going to be very few tweaks going into this offseason that you have to make. Because a lot of those guys are either expected to be back on short contracts, like a guy like Devin Bush, or are already locked up long-term, and that defense is playing at a high level. Sure, he botched the offensive side of the ball, no doubt about it, but he's also built the defense at the same time and put together what is, for right now, a really good draft, despite the 5-4 it obviously not being that great.
I would agree about the defense being better, and Barry having a lot to do with that. Obviously, Myles Garrett was already here. Denzel Ward was already here.
Right.
But there are guys on the defense that he's brought in, free agent signings. I think they've done a good job on that on the defensive side of the ball. All I know is right now you're sitting in the third draft position, and the two teams ahead of you play next week. That's going to be interesting. Giants and Raiders play. So what does that do to anything? I hate to say you don't want to see your team win football games, but from a draft position standpoint, it would do the Browns no good at all to beat Pittsburgh or Cincinnati. On the other hand, tell the players, you know, we want a better draft position so we can bring in your replacements. That's not going to happen. They're going to play hard, just like they did yesterday. And that's what the one thing I keep going back to. We've had people call, this team doesn't play hard for Kevin. No, they pretty much do. I thought they played really hard. But it's a situation I don't think anybody expected this year. Sitting here with 3 wins and 12 losses, not good. Coaches don't survive that. I'd be stunned if Kevin survives this. I really would, just based on what we all know about the NFL. Coaches don't survive back-to-back 3-win seasons. Even 3 followed by 5, if they happen to win out, you don't survive that. So the offseason is going to be fascinating, which I think brings us to the quarterback. Shedeur Sanders yesterday was 20 of 29. He completed his first 8 passes. The pro on the first 8 passes did a great job of taking what the defense gave them, dumped it off, a lot of short stuff. He completed 20 passes for 157 yards. I don't know if the passing game was very impactful yesterday, Jake. I don't think it was. But if the front office stays, I would think Shedeur has a great chance of going into next year, at the very least in the conversation to be the starter. But if they get the 3rd pick, I saw a mock draft. We're going to go over it a little later on. It has the Browns trading up and taking a quarterback. And it just, this whole offseason is just going to be, I think, huge in moves that are made and some that are going to boggle the minds of Browns fans.
It's going to be one way or another, because I feel like Browns fans are split right now. And I think if you ask most people do lean the side of go with Shedeur for 2026 and then draft the pieces around him. Like,
have you seen enough from Shedeur that you think, yes, he's the guy? Or do you think, as I think, what you just said is what I think, I'd be okay with him being the starting quarterback for 2026, but I think then he's got to either win the job or you're going to have to get somebody else. The problem with that is this. This might be your best chance to get a top-notch quarterback in this draft if you're sitting 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah, I mean, certainly if you're sitting 2nd right now, I mean, based on what we know, you got at least 2 guys sitting at the top right now, Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore. Not much behind it.
Dante Moore from Cleveland, by the way.
Yeah, definitely a liking of, I think a lot of people around here would like that idea.
I think a lot of people would. It's meaningless, but I think a lot of people would like it.
I mean, it doesn't really mean much, but I don't know. I've seen enough from him. I think, and this is where I say, and I've seen enough for him to make myself sit there and have reasonable doubt that if you don't draft a quarterback next year, at least for next season, what does it look like?
Yeah.
I don't know that I take a rookie quarterback and it looks miles better next year than it does if you play Shedeur.
And Dante Moore looks like the type of guy who would really benefit from sitting a year.
Probably. I mean, he's got basically 1 full year as a starter plus a little bit of time.
Right. And he's a young guy anyway. I mean, he's young for a guy coming out. Folks, they almost beat the Buffalo Bills yesterday. Almost means nothing, right? Or does it mean anything? 216-474-0092. And it leads, I think, maybe to more questions than answers for the Browns moving forward. It's Baskin and Phelps with Volnick in for Andy today. Right here on 92.3 The Fan, in for Andy today.
How many different names are we going to get for me by the end of the show?
I don't know. I'm going to come up with several.
Okay.
I figure, what the hey, you're a young guy. We got to find something that sticks.
I mean, you've done good through 2 so far.
We're working all right?
Yeah. We're not doing bad.
All right.
Once you start getting into the, punching down onto me side of things, then maybe.
Oh, I won't do that.
No, I'm not expecting you to. But I mean, we're going to run out of good things.
No. See? No, you don't punch down very often. I got to give it to you on that one.
We're going to run out of good things to say eventually.
One of your few positive points.
How could we run out of good things to say about you, Jake?
Yeah, we'll let that one live. We'll let that one be right.
Dan Menigan's behind the glass. Mackenzie Flume's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. 0092. Browns almost beat the Buffalo Bills yesterday. Buffalo Bills have won 4 straight. They're 11-4. They might be going to the Super Bowl. And the Browns hung. They had the ball late with a chance to go down and win. And or tie. And boy, that was just an awful series. Is that more telling about the offense? Is that telling about Shedeur Sanders? Is that telling about Kevin Stefanski? Or is that telling that your team's just not good enough to come back and win a game against the Buffalo Bills?
Yes, all of the above.
Yeah, right? I'm sorry we were going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways, one, the offensive line hasn't been good, isn't good, is desperately injured right now. Shedeur is a rookie quarterback who just made start number, five? That he just made, because it would be 7 with 2 games left to play. You're going to go through problems. And right now, yes, the team is not talented and nearly as talented as the Buffalo Bills. They're not talented enough right now to win a ton of games in the National Football League. It's like, you weren't supposed to have a chance in this game. When I did the pregame show, I projected us at a 13-point loss. It was at 27-14.
Which makes more sense than 23-20.
Right.
Yeah.
I expected it to look closer to Chicago last week than it did Tennessee the week before, and it was a heck of a lot closer to Tennessee than it was Chicago, no doubt about it. I mean, less offensive success, no doubt either, but I looked around and I was thinking, okay, well, the Browns have a legitimate chance of this game. Don't know how much faith I had in that final drive, but I was like, you have a chance. You have the ball and you're down by 3 to either send this thing to overtime or actually get a win. That's in a better spot than you've been almost every single week this season.
Nelson's in Avon Lake. Nelson, what's up?
Nice, how are you?
Well.
Nice little brisk morning in Cleveland.
Enjoying your walk?
Oh, yeah.
Good,
walk
good.
Walk through the woods today. I love it.
Good.
So a couple points I guess I'd like to make. One is, I love Kevin. I think Kevin can coach. I just feel like Kevin has been put in an impossible position this year with the roster that he has been given. Although, it is also fair to say that he has had some opportunities this year to prepare his team better, not to win, but to prepare his team better and show a better product on the field. What I really have trouble with is understanding why the organization, if in fact they part with Kevin this year, they would choose to keep AB, right? Because, and I love Andrew Berry as well. I think he's a dynamic, young, up-and-coming GM. But I cannot separate him from the Deshaun Watson trade. I don't care what anybody says. In my opinion, he cannot be separated from that trade. And he has done, aside from this last year's draft, I think it can be argued that he has done a subpar job selecting players and putting a good young roster that can compete. So, guys, happy holidays. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Thank you for the time.
Nelson, thank you very much. I would agree with that. I have a hard time separating Andrew from the Watson trade. And if you can move on from Kevin, why doesn't Kevin stand in the same situation? You know what I mean? Kevin had Deshaun dumped on him, and he had to try and make it work. And he's had to try and make it work with numerous quarterbacks. And again, coaches don't survive what's going on now. That's just fact. I'm not even screaming for him to keep his job. I think he's a good coach, and I think he'll end up coaching somewhere else, if not next year, the year after that, if he's let go here. And I think he'll do just fine. But the dynamics in play here, Jake, to me, scream changes are coming, and that could, I think.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It could blow up completely, or it completely changes the dynamic and you get a whole different look at this and you're cleaning out the roster. See, that's the one thing. Shador's here right now. I think the best thing for Shador Sanders would be if Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski stay in place. New regime comes in. I think he's in trouble. I think a lot of these guys would be in trouble, at least if they want to remain Cleveland Browns.
Part of me, like I 100% agree with Andrew Berry. I don't know that's the same case for Kevin, because if you're Andrew Berry leading the coaching search, if your idea is I want to move forward with Shador Sanders, right? Like we'll play with that idea. In the interview process, you go through, and one of the first questions I'm sure you're going to ask head coaches are, give me your thoughts on Shador Sanders.
Well, right? I would think if Berry stays, that Shador has a great chance to start next year.
Right, like
and I can see that.
I don't know that's the same for Kevin, though. Like, is Kevin dying to put Shador out there? He certainly wasn't early on this year.
Well, but neither was Andrew Berry, because they drafted Gabriel first.
He also traded Joe Flacco immediately as Gabriel was named the starter to make sure. I mean, if nothing else, you were going to have to put Shador as the backup or elevate Bailey Zappe and make him the backup.
I get that, but you know what everybody forgets here is early on, Kevin catching a lot of grief. Mm-hmm. You weren't giving your fourth string quarterback reps. No team does.
Yeah, no.
And no team does. And you drafted one guy earlier because you liked him better. There's flat out no reason why to take a guy other than you like him better. So you were going to see what you had in him first, and if he hadn't been concussed, maybe he'd be playing well right now, and you'd be thinking Dylan is the guy moving forward. That's neither here nor there. Right now, your starting quarterback is Shador Sanders, and I think he's earned the right, if you're not going to draft a quarterback, to start next year at quarterback. But I just, the separation of the coach and the GM and what that might mean for the quarterback, I think is one of the big subplots to what's going to happen in this offseason.
I just think, and if Andrew's moving forward and that's where he wants to go, I think you're going to find a coach right now. And I do think that you're looking at what Shador's putting on the field. Like, threw two interceptions yesterday. They weren't good interceptions. But I think you are looking at a guy that there are going to be coaches around the league that look at and go, that's a guy that I think I can coach. Right? Like, he's put enough good tape out there as bad tape.
The way you just summed it up, I think, is as strong as it's going to be, too. That's a guy that I think I can coach. I don't think we've seen enough yet. And not to say it couldn't happen, because it could. That somebody's going to say, yep, that guy's got top 10 quarterback talent, and I can get that out of him. I don't know that we're going to see that yet, and that's okay. You know, he's a rookie who hasn't played a whole lot yet. I think the one thing that has surprised me through this whole thing, Jake, is that some people are so convinced that Shador has absolute top 10 ability, and I haven't seen it. But I have seen glimpses where I think, okay, let's keep working with this, because maybe he can get there. Maybe he can become that. Because this organization has already shown that middle of the pack quarterback talent isn't what they're interested in. And nothing against Baker Mayfield. Baker did a solid job here. He's done a solid job in Tampa. But if you're looking at quarterbacks in the NFL, Baker's probably in the middle of the pack. And they moved on from that. So that's why the more this draft position moves up, the more it makes me think, man, they're going to take a quarterback. Because if they get in a position to take one of the top two guys, by all accounts, Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore, they're going to do it. And it almost pains me to think that they will. Because we think we've had a mess before. Can you imagine a quarterback room next year? Deshaun Watson, Shedeur Sanders, and Dante Moore? Oh, my God.
Seems like a mess.
Doesn't it, though?
I mean, yeah, and whatever quarterback you put in there. For me, it's... And I agree with you. Like, the higher they get in the draft, the more difficult it is to completely ignore it.
It is.
But I think the thing people miss right now is it's not even necessarily, you know, Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza against Shedeur. It's Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza against Shedeur, and then adding another piece with that, whatever pick that you have. Right? Or potentially trading back and taking, if you have two first-round picks or an extra second-round pick, and being able to improve the offense that way, and not just, do I go and get the quarterback? And I also look at these two quarterbacks. I think they're both really good. Like, I don't look at either of them, though, and go, that's 100% a franchise quarterback.
I would agree with you.
Talked to Max Chadwick of PFF a couple weeks ago.
Pro Football Focus.
And he looked at it and he said, yeah, Fernando Mendoza, I'd compare him to Jared Goff. I'm like,
and Jared's a good quarterback, but I would put Jared in the middle of the pack.
He'd be right alongside Baker, right?
Yeah.
So is that a quarterback that you feel like is going to elevate this team in such a way that
it's exactly right?
I would feel better about the chances of Shedeur climbing to that necessarily rather than Fernando Mendoza immediately being that.
I would feel better about the idea of giving Shedeur the chance to climb to that while I look at the 2027 draft and know that Arch Manning and Lenora Sellers are coming out.
Yep.
Jackson Oberlin, Jack.
Hi, I think that last point you made was really great. What I've been thinking about is this Bears turnaround we've seen this last couple of years.
Yeah, from five wins to, what are they, 11-4 right now?
I wouldn't compare us to the Bears last year. I compare us to the year before. Their second to last year was Fields, where they had the number one pick. They had the right to draft, I think it was Bryce Young that year. But they didn't. They were like, let's give Fields one more year. Let's get the coaching staff one more year. See if it works. If it doesn't, we'll pick a quarterback then. And people forget that number one pick with Caleb Williams, that was the Panthers pick. That wasn't the Bears pick. So you see what you got one more year. You trade back. The Bears got DJ Moore, two firsts and a second for that pick.
Yeah, that was a nice trade.
If the Browns can get any sort of that haul, help the offensive line and the wide receiver room, give Shedeur a fair shot for one more year, and then if it doesn't work, fire everyone, start new, get a new QB. If it does, even better.
Jack, thank you very much. The one thing we have seen around the NFL, teams are not being real patient with some of these quarterbacks. Justin Fields is a perfect example of that. Other quarterbacks are getting a pretty good run, but most of those guys seem to have been established and aren't going anywhere. So, folks, what are you thinking here? Yesterday, to me, showed a couple of things. They're still playing hard for Kevin Stefanski. Kevin coached up a team that doesn't have a ton of talent and almost beat the Buffalo Bills. But you don't survive three wins and three wins. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Jake Volnick in for Andy today. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Scott Petrak, our buddy from the Chronicle-Telegram, Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network at 11:40 today. And then, as Jeff just said, Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1 o'clock. And those are becoming painful.
Becoming painful? I feel like they've been painful.
All right. You've been talking to Menigan?
I know. I just happen to share the same beliefs as Dan.
Kevin.
Yeah, Jeff, we see pain as an opportunity to solve pain and get better. With pain comes a numb, and when a numb hits, that's when you truly know where you are.
Thanks, Dana. I understand what you guys are saying. I say painful from this standpoint. As a guy who I think has done a solid job coaching our football team, given what he's been given to work with, and who certainly, I think, handles himself and represents our city well, I hate to see the guy in this situation. Call me a softie. Call me whatever you want.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see?
Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's the way I feel about it. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim. Jim, you there?
Doesn't sound like we have Jim.
Jim hung up. All right, Jim. I'm going to put you on hold just in case you're there, but I bet you're not. Chris is in Avon Lake. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're all right, Chris. Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm only 26, so all of I've seen is losing football my entire life.
Congratulations, Chris.
I'm numb to it at this point, but I've seen time and time again drafting this first-round quarterback when the team is not ready for a first-round quarterback, and he just gets eaten alive time and time again. So I just think Deshaun Watson's on the hook for $80 million next year. It would be foolish to waste a high pick when you don't have a left tackle, when you don't have a receiver you can throw the ball to. So they need to build around that quarterback, and in 2027 they can look at Julian Sain or Arch Manning or someone of that likes. But there's so many holes to fill.
Well, now that's true. But, again, the biggest hole is probably at quarterback. You're wondering if you have filled that already. Because teams don't win without quarterbacks, Jake.
Yeah, I mean,
Chris, thank you. Hang in there. You'll get winning football sometime.
Oh, man, me and Chris are in the same boat. But, I like, you can fill the quarterback spot, but how many times have we seen a team, and listen, there's an argument the other way, absolutely, like Jaden Daniels and everybody else, but how many times have we seen a team fill the quarterback spot and then watch that quarterback get absolutely killed because there's nothing around them? I mean, in a lot of ways, we've watched it this year. Like, you talk about maybe Dylan Gabriel would be doing better. I think Dylan Gabriel would have done a lot better had he had a better offensive line, a little bit of time to work behind, and guys to consistently throw the ball to that were open.
Same thing when Joe Flacco was here. Joe was better when he got to Cincinnati. Still wasn't great, but Joe did just fine throwing the ball in Cincinnati.
It's a miracle what Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins can do for you and opening things up, right?
Like, Chase Brown's not bad either.
No, but I look around and it's like, okay, you can draft that guy and – but I hate the argument of Jaden Daniels. I hate the argument of like, oh, like, look what he did. There's no Jaden Daniels in this class. Like, there's nobody that is of the likes that is regarded that way.
And the fact that the two guys who I like best, who I've seen so far, and I'll admit I've not dug deep into the quarterbacks yet, but in the guys that I've checked out, the guys that I've liked best are both going back, Lenora Sellers and Arch Manning. And not necessarily based on what they've done this year, but projecting what can this guy look like in the pros. Those two guys are going back. And the last thing I would want to do is reach for somebody. You don't want to. That's just a recipe for disaster.
That's not really Barry's motto either, right?
No, like, it's not.
It's value. We have to love the guy where we're taking him. If they don't feel like that guy's worthy of the, you know, top three pick that they're going to have, chances are you're probably not drafting that guy in the top three and reaching on a quarterback just to reach on one either.
We'll give Jim and Strongs one more chance. Jimmy there? All right, Jim, thank you very much. Chuck's in Brecksville. Chuck.
Hey, how we doing today, man?
We're hanging, Chuck.
Good. So I do want to say something. I want to compare this. So I work for a company, and, you know, 5 years ago, it was crazy chaos. But I learned how to operate within that chaos, and now I'm like, you know, the top guy here, respectfully and
way
humbly.
To go, Chuck. That's the way to do it, buddy.
So I want to say that. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. I mean that with sincerity.
We got that fixed.
A young quarterback coming in under the amount of pressure that it is to be, how many quarterbacks is it of the Cleveland Browns? Then not even having, we got an inept offense. So let's just be clear here.
Yes. You know, yes.
He came in behind Watson. It's a crazy situation, but I think within all that, he's been doing good. So you take some of that pressure away by adding, for one, he's running for his life. No quarterback. I mean, look at his stat line compared to Josh Allen's yesterday. And that's with a terrible line.
Of course, Josh Allen didn't need to do much because they just handed it to James Cook in the first half.
He didn't. And I just want to say one thing about
Stefanski. Better in the second half, though.
I think Stefanski is a decent coach, but it's like if I had a girlfriend and, you know, we just didn't have good communication.
Careful.
I thought she was everything. I know, right? Would I hold on to her and say, hey, well, if she leaves me or if we split up, she's going to end up married. I mean, sometimes things just not a good fit. So even if he does get another job somewhere else, so be it. I don't think he's good for this culture that we're trying to create here in Cleveland. Thanks, guys.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much. But who's trying to create that culture? It's Kevin. And he keeps not getting a whole lot of talent handed to him on the offensive side of the ball.
Jeff, I mean, I'd be able to push back on that, though. And I don't think there's a ton of coaches you can say this for, but even looking at, like, an incredible culture, obviously in Pittsburgh, but with Mike Tomlin, like, I don't look at that offense and think there's a boatload of talent on it right now in Pittsburgh.
Of course, there's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
That's 42 years old and can't move very well.
Who's playing a lot better than you might expect him to play.
And I think we all take DK Metcalf.
Down the stretch, he's been really good.
I think you take DK Metcalf before you take any receiver on this roster.
I would take that.
Without question.
Now,
you'd also take Jalen Warren, who had 2 45-yard touchdown runs yesterday. Why? His offensive line opened up some holes for him.
Yeah, the offensive line's better. It's a lot better than what you have here in Cleveland. But I don't look at it as like a premier offense in the NFL. I'd put a good amount of offenses ahead of them. Like, they don't have – you mentioned DK Metcalf. Beyond DK Metcalf, their wide receiver, too, is Calvin Austin III. That's not a guy who I think most people, if they don't know about him now.
Roman Wilson?
No, I don't.
Neither
Roman
do
Wilson
they.
Barely plays.
Neither do they.
Adam Thielen, anyone?
Probably not at this point. I don't think he plays
anyone?
Very much either.
Yeah, you know, that they ended up light at wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were expecting to be. I think they thought that either Roman Wilson was going to take a little bit of a step or that they're going to bring somebody in at the trade deadline or something, and that really didn't happen. But now, in all fairness, and we're going to see him this week, Aaron Rodgers has been playing pretty good football down the stretch.
Yes. I mean, you mentioned he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he is also 42 and still making it work.
I know, but if we're all enamored with Joe Flacco, Joe Flacco was never Aaron Rodgers.
No, but Joe Flacco also failed here, too.
They're close enough in age that, Aaron's just been playing really well. I give him a lot of credit. Jeffrey's in Cleveland. Hello, Jeffrey. Welcome.
Oh, thanks. Well, it just seems that the only way Cleveland is going to get the quarterback that they want and need is to build them themselves. That's the only way. Just keep drafting quarterback after quarterback. This guy that's coming out, they're not promised. They're not guaranteed. You know, I think Cam is doing a good job with Shador. If he can continue to build Shador, and then next year, like the guy said before me, maybe you can think about drafting another quarterback. But now he needs to build a quarterback. Go Browns.
All right, Jeffrey.
I mean, how many times have we said this year that it's hard to evaluate the rookie quarterbacks? It's hard to evaluate the quarterbacks.
It's hard
in
to
general.
Evaluate anything on this offense.
Exactly. And then you're going to pair a brand new quarterback with either a left tackle or a wide receiver and go, poof, now we can evaluate him. It's going to be a heck of a lot harder to probably evaluate the offense again. It's just why drafting a quarterback, like, and a lot of people would have the Browns moving up, obviously, especially prior to this week and probably prior to this upcoming week, depending on where the Browns are going to fall. That is the one thing that I'm like 1,000% out on. I'm not moving draft capital to go up in this draft to take a quarterback when you're already so starved on offense.
Okay, except for one thing.
Which is?
If, let's say, Andrew Berry's in place.
Mm-hmm.
If Andrew Berry is convinced that one of these two guys at the top of the draft, Mendoza or Moore, are the real deal. And by the real deal, I'll throw out Drake May. Okay, Drake May last night for the Patriots looked great. He's had a phenomenal year. He was, what, the third pick in his draft.
Could be the MVP this year.
Could be. If he thinks one of these guys is Drake May caliber, Jaden Daniels, rookie year caliber, Caleb Williams, this year caliber, how do you pass on him?
I could see you not passing, but you better be right. I can tell you that much.
Ding, ding, ding. That's exactly right. And that's where this offseason is going to be a big dilemma. Because if he misses, well, then he is the franchise's you-know-what. And if he nails it, then you're moving on from every other quarterback that's here, except maybe Dylan Gabriel as a backup or Bailey Zappe as a backup. Deshaun's contract will be up in a year. Shadur is not going to be – Dan and I have talked about this. Shadur is not going to be anybody's backup. It would be awful for whoever is the starting quarterback. Let's just say, they love Mendoza or they love Dante Moore. If that guy is drafted, and if he's drafted one or two or three or whatever to be the starter, he's going to be the starter. You imagine having all of Shadur's fan base behind screaming at this guy? You want to set that guy up to be miserable?
I personally wouldn't know.
I wouldn't either. So you'd move on from Shadur, which again, then could blow up on you. So right now, my gut tells me don't take a quarterback. But boy, if they do, change is galore. 216-474-0092. If you're on hold, you want to stick with us, by all means, please do. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, joins us next. Can't wait to hear what he thinks about opportunity for Shadur to silence everybody yesterday when the Browns got the ball late and then didn't go anywhere. Big deal or no? Petrak next, right here on Baskin and Phelps. Jake Volnick, the striking Viking, in for Andy Baskin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.